KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan right now in Salt Lake City, 61 degrees. KSL's top story, Ryan Smith and his wife Ashley will take their bow this afternoon. We're standing by for a live news conference at 5 o'clock, at which the NHL will introduce its newest team owner. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce, live with more. Becky?
Jeff, earlier today, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman spoke directly to Arizona Coyotes fans, basically saying he feels their pain.
I hope everybody understands that this is a place that we believe hockey works.
But he also spoke about one of the biggest reasons for the move to Utah. The Coyotes have been playing for the last 2 years at Arizona State rather than a pro arena, and it was starting to become a more long-term plan.
As a college rink, it's a good facility, but it's not a major league facility.
Enter Ryan and Ashley Smith and the plans they have to do something big in downtown Salt Lake City. The hope is that we'll learn more about what they have in mind. Today at 5, you'll hear it here live. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
A lot of Utahns are pumped about hometown NHL hockey, but Salt Lake Olympics chief Fraser Bullock says this is an absolutely huge step toward getting the Winter Games.
We in Utah are blessed with many fantastic venues. We have everything we need. But if we get the NHL here, it levels us. It takes us up a whole nother level.
Bullock tells Dave and Dujanovic he's especially excited about the possibility of increased seating capacity at the Delta Center, where during the Olympics, they'd host the figure skating. KSL News Time 302, who rocks the house? KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports the Utes rock the house.
The Red Rocks gymnastics team from the University of Utah is heading to nationals. Rebecca Cressman, the in-arena voice of the Utes, is ready for it.
And you know, we haven't had a national championship for years, so this could be our big year.
In fact, the last championship was in 1995. It was their 10th, but Cressman says it would be great for the new coach, Carly Dockendorf, to get the win in her first year at the helm. She says it came down to who had nerves of steel. The number 5 ranked Red Rocks will face off against number 2 LSU, number 3 Cal, and number 4 Florida on Saturday at 2 p.m. in Fort Worth, Texas. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
We all know how crazy Utah is for pickleball. Perhaps the reason that the Professional Pickleball Association Tour is stopping in Utah twice this year. Two of the 26 tour events will take place within the state's borders next weekend in St. George, then in Salt Lake City for the Utah Open in August. Utah happens to be the home of the PPA Tour's founder, Connor Pardoe. A man is in critical condition after lighting himself on fire near the courthouse where the former president is being tried. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, NYPD says the man walked to the center of the park, threw around some pamphlets, and lit himself on fire. Chief Jeffrey Madry says the propaganda involved a number of conspiracy theories.
Part of the investigation, all his social media, any associates, we'll be looking at all of that.
The incident happening just after a full jury of 12 people and 6 alternates been seated in former President Trump's hush money case. ABC legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer fears it could impact the case.
If this could happen today, why not other times? My worry now is, are we going to start losing jurors because of this? And what's the judge going to do to try to ensure that doesn't happen?
Opening statements in the first criminal trial of a former president are expected next week. Tomorrow marks 25 years since two teenagers carried out a systematic mass shooting at Columbine High School, killing 12 students and one teacher. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre using the anniversary to call for more gun restrictions.
Since Columbine, there have been hundreds of school shootings, exposing hundreds of thousands of students to the horrors of gun violence. As the president has said, this is not normal, and it must end.
She says Congress needs to take steps to end gun violence, including a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 304. Is this a problem? There's a lot of water up in the mountains, but not a lot in the clouds lately.
We normally register more than 2 inches of rain at the Salt Lake Airport in April, but so far we've only gotten about 15% of that amount. But given how much water is still in our snowpack and reservoirs, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says,
it hurts, but it's not the end of the world.
Matt says the problem is when we're not getting enough rain, the ground starts to dry up, and in turn, more of our snowpack runoff goes into the ground instead of our lakes and reservoirs. Right now, long-term forecasts indicate May is kind of up in the air, but for now, Matt says there isn't much to be concerned about.
If we go dry in May, really dry again, maybe we have a conversation there, but I think it's really too soon to make a call.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Payson High is gearing up for tomorrow's prom and a special appearance by Kevin Bacon. The president of the Utah Film Commission, Virginia Pierce, says Bacon is not actually going to the prom.
He's coming on prom day to enjoy, you know, the day with the kids and
see
the school and, you know, and really visit. He's in the middle of shooting a series right now, so he's kind of in and out.
Yeah, but you don't want him to steal the thunder of the prom king and queen, right? Bacon and other volunteers will be making resource kits to supply for at-risk youth. KSL News Time 3:06. First look traffic, Ricky Meese. Is it an early Friday rush?
It is, and it's a bumpy start to the drive home. We have a crash in Murray, southbound I-15, approaching the I-215 junction, blocking a right lane, and an auto pedestrian accident, 1300 South, 200 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I've really tried to avoid this topic for the past, 2 years. I've succeeded. Not today. We're going to talk about furries next.
It's easy.